This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 346,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there are approximately 5.5 million confirmed infections. In the U.S., more than 98,000 people have died from the virus, and there are more than 1.6 million confirmed infections. Americans settled for small processions and online tributes instead of parades Monday, as they observed Memorial Day in the shadow of the pandemic, which forced communities to honor the nation's military dead with modest, more subdued ceremonies that also remembered those lost to the coronavirus. On the weekend that marked the unofficial start of summer, authorities warned people heading to beaches, parks, or backyard barbecues to heed social distancing rules to avoid a resurgence of the disease. President Donald Trump honored America's war dead Monday in back-to-back Memorial Day appearances colored by an epic struggle off the battlefield against the coronavirus. Eager to demonstrate national revival from the pandemic, Mr. Trump doubled up on his public schedule while threatening to pull the Republican National Convention out of Charlotte in August unless North Carolina's Democratic governor gives a quick green light to the party's plans to assemble en masse. The U.S. death toll from the pandemic approached 100,000. North Carolina, 2 days earlier, reported its largest daily increase yet in COVID-19 sickness. Mr. Trump first honored the nation's fallen at Arlington National Cemetery. The Japanese government is declaring a success for what it's called the Japan model in controlling its coronavirus outbreak. It never imposed a strict lockdown seen in other countries, emphasizing voluntary efforts. And on Monday, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted the state of emergency set in Tokyo and four other areas, the last regions under the measures. Japan has comparatively fewer deaths compared to many other major countries. This is VOA News.